Our mission here on the Sports Free Agent Podcast is to connect people with their first or next opportunity within the sports industry. We challenge the normal. Think of this as the new resume, a podcast episode which provides insight into individuals on their values, their experiences, and insight into who they really are. We challenge the normal way of doing a job search and hiring process. We're building a database to showcase your next future star employee on our website at www.sportsasajob.com. We flip the roles, so no longer do people get lost in the search, but they get found. Welcome to the Sports Free Agent Podcast. Please introduce yourself and let everybody know what you got going on right now.
Hello, everyone. My name is Brandon Banks. I am currently a I'm currently a graduate assistant videographer, content creator for Emporia State University. This is my first year as a graduate assistant. I originally graduated from Graceland University for my undergrad. Shout out to everybody at Graceland. I'm also the owner of my own business, the 2020 Product, which focuses on making sports highlights, but not only sports highlights, but also we do weddings and stuff as well.
Tell me a little bit more about the 2020, your own company. I kind of want to hear about that, just because how did that come about, and what, you know, how is that going right now?
Oh man, so I always had a passion to film and stuff, especially with sports. I would always watch ESPN. And watch these highlights. I'm like, man, I want to do something like that. I've been filming for like a long time since I was editing since seventh grade, and I started picking up a camera and filming since my 10th grade year. And what inspired me was my own personal journey, trying to get recruited into that field of, or trying to get recruited into just college athletics. You know, I wasn't very big on being recruited on when it comes to basketball and stuff, and it was a hard journey to even get recruited. So it started off as like, okay, how about this? I make these highlight tapes, like I film practices, workouts, and games and stuff for these athletes, and we can send those out to coaches and stuff like that. It was something I really needed to focus on, especially with me ending my basketball career at the time as well, due to injury and many other things. It's been a long road. It's been a great journey too, man. Like the growth of where I started from, like, you know, starting off with sports highlights and stuff like that for college kids, and now it becomes whole game recaps, you know, telling more of a story. Just the way we started, it was like, you know, using my mom's old camera for 2010. Now, you know, using a whole lot of advanced stuff like Sony cameras, Apple materials to edit with everything, and then getting gimbals, all that. It's just been an amazing growth from then. And it's just like every time I look at myself grow, it's just like, it's crazy. It's amazing and stuff, you know, especially putting my videos out with the 2020 Product as well. I take a lot of pride in
that. When did that start exactly now? Did you start it in 2020? Is that where the name came from? What is the inspiration of that name?
It actually started in 2017. I completed my junior year. And the reason why I chose 2020 is because number 20 was my basketball number. It's my favorite number, and I've had it since eighth grade, and I stuck with it since because I just overcame with that number. It was my favorite number after that. Just had so much meaning. So I thought, and then obviously 2020 perfect vision. I was like, yeah, that's kind of cool, you know. And I was always going about like 2020 productions or whatever, and then the 2020 Product, the name, like the product, it's like I'm not the product, but the player is the athlete product, you know. 2020 is just the brand, but they're making their own product. So yeah, that's what inspired it.
And we talked about it before we actually started recording, but you mentioned that, you know, when you started, it was all raw talent. You started off with your mom's camera and you worked using this equipment. So tell me about that process of you learning, you know, from being, you know, using your raw talent to now learning how to use the other platform software and the technology that's involved in this kind of work.
Yeah. So like I said, I started in seventh grade. My family, my parents would always come to my games and they would film my games and stuff. And I always wanted to make highlights and stuff like that. So I got on a computer, started playing with Windows Movie Maker. And it was, and for an eighth grade, it was like, you know, something cool, but it was like, there was something there that I felt. I was like, yo, this is kind of cool. You know, I'm having fun with this, you know? So I went from making highlights about me, then I made highlights for the team and stuff. And I would always do that at the end of every little basketball season I had, you know? Then my sophomore year, one of the basketball managers, when I was on the sophomore team, there's varsity and stuff like that, couldn't make it to the game. They asked me if I could come in and fill in for them and stuff, right? And I was just doing the side-to-side stuff, you know, just for huddle and everything. Then I put highlights together of that game. It was because it was such a good game, you know? And there's this one play where one of the players dunked on someone. It was super big and stuff. And everybody was watching the video. And it was just like crowds of people around the TVs. And I'd never seen crowds of people watch the TVs around our school before. You know, usually it's just for announcements. But like these people were watching legit videos in my highlights. I'm like, yo, it kind of feels good. So after that, I really started to pick it up more, you know, like, I filmed some more of the varsity team and you just started getting different angles and I just started going from there and stuff. Jump from my sophomore year of high school to like 2019, heck, even 2018, actually, you know, I started picking up more seriously again. Especially after starting my business and stuff like that. This is my first year without basketball, like ever playing now. And the basketball team makes the national tournament. They make a run and they win it all off a game winning shot. And I caught that entire tournament run, like all every game for game, all of that. Made a cool little recap and blew up around Graceland and stuff. And it led. And after that, everybody went on to bigger, better things. Like, I moved to Kansas City at the time. The head coach, who is now at Emporia State, he's there now. And everybody, obviously, everybody graduated, stuff like that. And skip to the next year, 2019, I get a text from that same coach, right? I get a text from that same coach saying, hey, there's a possibility we can get you on as an employee or whatever, right? Or graduate assistant. And I talked with him. I talked to Don, the associate athletic director who does like deals with all the media and stuff. Shouts out to him. And after that, just took a tour of the campus and I liked it and just been there since and stuff. And I've learned a lot during my time, and like a lot compared to what I've been learning from sophomore year to now, within these last couple of months or this last year. Mm-hmm. That was a long one. That was long. Sorry about that.
What kind of things did you learn? You just mentioned that you learned a bunch of things. What were those things?
I'm trying to pick the right spot to talk about. I might just go ahead and just talk about from the beginning of the year. So like where I was a couple of days before I moved down to Emporia, you know, I would just use like, you know, slow motion and stuff like that, especially with the camera I had. It's great at slow motion, you know, 120 frames per second, 60p. The slow motion is a beautiful, beautiful thing. That's all I would usually do with my effects and stuff. And then after that, you know, I downloaded a new editing system. And then I started learning off YouTube and stuff. There's like plugins and everything that you could do. Like there's this stabilizer effect. And then do you know the like that, those little glowing animations and stuff like that.
Yeah,
I learned that, and then not only that, I got a gimbal, and that took a lot to learn on my own and stuff. It just took a lot of like running and repetition and stuff. While I was learning all this, you know, everything was incorporating smoothly. I'm watching other videos to get inspired and stuff. And man, in all honesty, like I do have my days. Like when things are good and things are terrible or whatever, but I'm always going to be thankful for the fact that I decided to make this move, because if I would have never taken a chance on Emporia State, I wouldn't have learned all those things or invested so much into my videography and just the growth, like I said, the growth I made and stuff. There's like four instances where I can just point out, I was like, yo, that's not me. That used to be my work, or you know what I mean? It's like, mm-hmm. Wow, I've really grown up since then. And it was just short periods of time. Like this would be like a month or two ago, you know? So yeah, it's been great.
That's amazing to see the journey of where you started in, you know, the seventh grade to where you are. And that just speaks to where you are going to be within the next year or even a couple years. So for the people listening out there, please let them know, where can they find you on social media, LinkedIn, or anywhere like that, so they can get in touch with you?
You can always find me on Twitter and Instagram. You can either follow BBanks2020. They're all everything's the same on all my social media pages and stuff. So you can follow me on Twitter or Instagram at BBanks2020 all together. And you can also follow my personal business as well, at Film 2020 Product, or at Film 2020 Product. And if you want to watch some more content and stuff like that as well, I also have a YouTube page. I'm bad at that right at the moment, but I'm still coming out. I'm still, even with this pandemic going on, I'm still trying to upload some content as well, trying to get as much out there as I can with whatever footage I have. And then also, if you want to check out some more of my stuff that's not 2020, but Emporia State, you can always follow their social media pages as well. I think it's ESU Sports on Twitter. They have two different names. It's not consistent. Mm-hmm. Either way, if you follow the athletics page for Emporia State University on all platforms, you'll definitely see my work on there as well.
Well, all right. Well, thank you everyone tuning in and listening to Brandon's story. If you're interested in more, please visit our website or to visit his profile at www.sportsisjob.com, and you will find in our sports free agent database your next future star or leader within your sports organization.